Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We are a mother-daughter team who are passionate about taking you to the next level to grow your income through sales, training, and coaching. On Black Belt Selling, we share content and interview experts to help you kick through those obstacles that are keeping you from reaching the next level. You can reach us at www.facebook.com/groups/Black Belt Selling. Connect with us there where you'll find interesting articles and you'll also be able to find out when we'll be doing Black Belt Selling the next week. But Stephanie, we have a really interesting topic to talk about, something that maybe a lot of salespeople or entrepreneurs are really scared of. As a matter of fact, I do believe this one fear is the fear that beats the fear of dying.
Absolutely. And, you know, fear of clowns, fear of death, those are the two top, except for this one, and that is a fear of public speaking. Now, when we say public speaking, people tend to get this idea in their head that they have to be on stage in front of 30,000 people. Oh my gosh, so scary. And that's really not exactly what we're talking about when we're talking about the benefits of public speaking for your business and as a lead generation tool, right, Mom?
Exactly. So during this episode, we're going to be talking to you about the three benefits of public speaking, how to use public speaking for lead generation, and finally, how to get into public speaking. And it's not as hard as you think. But let's start with the three benefits of public speaking, or three of the benefits, Stephanie.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so many benefits to public speaking for your business, so many reasons why this is a great thing to do. But one of my favorite ones is that it gets you used to speaking with strangers. You know, we're all in sales here. If you're listening to us, obviously you must be in sales, but I'm a firm believer we are all in sales, period, end of discussion. If you're not getting what you want out of life, then you're not doing it right. If you're getting what you want out of life, then you're in sales. And we need to be used to speaking to strangers. We have to be able to walk up to someone that we don't know, and get something, be able to hold a conversation with them.
You know, and Stephanie, the reason this is so, so very important is probably one of the biggest reasons that people don't make more sales is they're reluctant to call people they don't know. People they're afraid of. They're afraid of no. They're afraid of what people will think of them. And so by getting in front of people and by speaking in public, and again, it doesn't have to be on a stage in front of 1,000 people or even 100 people or even just 50 people. It's just about getting up in front of people and expressing yourself and giving your message as to what you have to offer. Which leads me to the next benefit that public speaking has, and that is that you build confidence. I had the unusual experience of going ziplining recently, and that experience of facing a fear and doing it anyway gave me tremendous confidence. Well, it's the same thing when we're talking about public speaking. Because it is such a tremendous fear, the more you do it, the more comfortable and the more confident you become in a sales presentation. You know, Stephanie, what are other ways that confidence helps you in sales?
Well, you know, people like to buy from people they like and trust. And a big part of that trust is how confident are you in your product or service? You know, I was just talking with someone about this earlier today, actually. I know I say that a lot, but apparently I always seem to have very fitting conversations. But I was talking with someone earlier today about how one of the people on their team really seems to struggle with people not believing them when they go for the pitch. And this person told me, you know, I think my team member has some self-confidence issues. And I think that's what's leading. And I looked at him and I said, you're right, because the world reflects back to you what you reflect to it. So if your team member is going in with some self-confidence issues, people don't trust him enough to buy from him. So if you want, if you're wondering why you're not closing any sales, check your self-confidence level and realize that getting out there in public speaking and hearing the people that come up to you afterwards to thank you, hearing the people that come up to you afterwards to tell you about how that changed their life or their perspective, that alone is enough to build your confidence. But particularly if you are intimidated, the fact you stepped out, you moved past it, you grew, that's a big boost. You know, audiences are a lot more accepting than we think they're going to be. They really, truly are, right?
Absolutely. And the really cool thing about it is your message doesn't have to be perfect to reach the right person in your audience. It doesn't have to be crafted like a TED Talk. It doesn't have to be written up for you like the president has his team that does his speech writing for him. You just have to speak from the heart about what you know well, and that's going to help you build confidence. And we all know that in a conversation with two people, the person who is the most confident will almost certainly influence the other person. I have seen it time and time again in my sales strategies.
Absolutely. You know, one of the last benefits of public speaking is it's going to make your entire sales process easier. And the way it does that is it sets you up as the expert. You see, it's so much easier. Again and again, I have people come to me and I say, oh my gosh, this person needs your coaching. And I always look at them and I say, well, you know what the best way to introduce someone to me is? Get them in the room at one of my speaking engagements. You see, once they've seen me from the front of the room, they have a much better idea of what I have to offer. And so instead of me sitting there selling them on how I can help them, I get to sit and listen to them talk about their concerns. And there's a much higher level of trust because they've already spent an hour with me. So you want to set yourself up as an expert. You know, let me ask you this, right? It's an example we've all heard before, but, you know, you have the common cold. You're more than happy to go to whichever doctor can see you to prescribe you whatever, you know, antibiotics you need or whatever medicine you need to feel better. But if you are having a life-threatening condition, cancer, or a heart attack, you go to the best person. You go to the expert. You see, when it comes down to it, we go to the expert. And you know what? When you show up on that doctor's doorstep, and this is the number one cancer treatment doctor in the U.S., you don't argue about price. You pay whatever he wants you to pay because he's the expert, and you'll do whatever it takes to work with that person because they're the expert.
Exactly. One of the things that is really powerful about public speaking is this very thought about being positioned as an expert. It actually puts you in a very special relationship with your potential customer, because they are coming to you because they're interested in what you have to say. They're looking for answers. And when you begin to provide those answers to problems they have from the front of the room, you are now in an elevated status in their mind. And it really gives you that level of trust that you need in order to take the relationship with that individual further. So again, three, and these are not all the benefits of public speaking. These are just three benefits, but because of the length of the show, we can't go into all of them. But, you know, it helps you to get used to speaking to strangers, which will help you when you have to go do cold calling. And trust me, you're going to have to do some cold calling. It will help you become more confident, and it will set you up as an expert in your field. So what else, Stephanie? What about lead generation?
Well, you know, honestly, this is my number one all-time favorite lead generation system. And you know why it's such a cool system? Because I plant seeds with so many people every time I speak, and they keep coming back to me. You know, I don't have to speak 1 week for people to reach out to me. I may be sitting at home doing work, and I get an email saying, hey, I saw you the other week, and you really, really spoke to me. And now suddenly I've picked up a new lead that maybe they didn't give me their information last time we were in the room together. So it's a fabulous form of lead generation. One of the things I love about it is that it allows you to leverage your time, because you can go to a networking event, which is another great way to generate leads, And you may pick up, I mean, if you're really good, you may pick up 20 cards. But let's be honest, if you pick up 20 cards, you don't know all of those people. You couldn't call those people up and say, hey, this is Stephanie from that event we went at too, and they'll actually remember you. You're probably going to get one or two, maybe three people. But when you speak, when you do public speaking and you call these leads up, you could pick up, I mean, let's say you talk for an hour to 50 people. You pick up 50 leads in an hour, and you could call any one of those leads and say, hey, this is Stephanie from that event we were just at. I was the speaker. How's your week going? And you know what they're going to say? Oh, my gosh, yes, I loved you at that event. Whether or not they loved you is beside the point. They're going to tell you they loved you because they got you on the phone with them. So use this time to leverage your time, right?
Well, and that's a really critical piece of really expanding and growing your business, because you have to make sure that for the time that you're spending, that you're getting the absolute maximum value that you can. And while we're talking about leveraging your time, let's talk about how you can capture those names so that you have people to put in your database. Think about, you have to do some preparation for this, because they're not just going to fall in your lap just because you're standing from the front of the room. First of all, you have to think about, how am I going to get those people to sign up for my newsletter? One way, of course, is to have some kind of product to sell at the back of the room. If you have that, that's fantastic. But you also have to get permission to do that. The other way is to go with some kind of sign-up sheet. You can ask the event organizer if you can capture their names as they come in that they have to sign. Or, better yet, you can create some kind of drawing or giveaway. Now, it doesn't have to be a $100 product. It can be something as simple as a $5 Starbucks card or a set of books that you have sitting in your library that you may have duplicates of and you need to give them away. Think about a way to get people to want to give you their name and their contact information in exchange for getting something in return. That is so very important. It is really important to remember that people aren't just going to give you their name just because you're standing from the front of the room. You have to provide an incentive for them to do that.
Absolutely. You know, one of the best things I've also found to do is, you know, how many times have you ever been to a training or an event and someone passed something around the room and you sat there and you debated whether or not you wanted to put your name in because the giveaway was cool, but you were worried they were going to sell your information or they were going to spam you. So you know what I found is a great way to address this? As I'm passing the drawing around the room, I just straight up say, hey, you know, I've been in y'all's shoes. And I know that sometimes I get a little bit worried that someone is going to spam me with the once they get my contact information. Well, you know what? Here's exactly what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to do three things. And then I lay out the three things that I'm going to do with their information. And I say, if you're not interested in any one of those three things, on the back of your business card, do me a huge favor and write no and insert the thing you are not interested in. And that includes my newsletter. If you don't want to be on the newsletter, not a problem. Just let me know. I'm not going to add you. The last thing you want to do is start building your list, building a list full of people who feel cheated. They feel lied to because they put their name in for a drawing and suddenly they found themselves on your newsletter mailing list.
Now, keep in mind that the whole idea of preparing yourself or setting yourself up as an expert, as a public speaker, there's a level of trust that you are building between yourself and your leads. As Stephanie was saying, you go to a networking event and you get a bunch of leads or you get a bunch of cards, those people may or may not remember you. But if you're speaking from the front of the room, I can guarantee you those people will remember you if you have a memorable speech. And that's a whole other topic. But I just want to encourage you, but Stephanie and I want to encourage you that it's a powerful lead generation tool. You can get multiple leads at one time, and it also helps you eliminate the concern of, well, I've run out of people to talk to. But we're halfway through the show already, Stephanie. Wow, it's totally amazing how the time flies when we're together.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you think about it, wow. I want to tell you guys real quickly. So, Mom and I are actually gearing up right now. As this show is airing, we are sitting here gearing up for our 48 Hours to Sales Success seminar. This is really cool. I mean, if you have fun with black belt selling, you really got to check out this 2-day seminar. It's a Friday and a Saturday, so it's not a whole ton of your time, but it is the entire sales process. I mean, if you're looking to take your business into overdrive, you want to be in the room. If you've got to travel to get here, travel to get here. I guarantee it's worth it. You will get 3 months worth of sales training in 2 days. You get specialized attention. You get a mastermind group that is helping you grow by giving you one-on-one feedback and attention. It will blow you away. So if you're interested in getting some more information from Mom and I about being in the room for Black Belt Selling Live, 48 Hours to Sales Success, then reach out to either one of us. You can reach out to me at Stephanie at thestephanieschellar.com and just title it info. And you know what? I'll probably be able to figure out what you're asking about. If you want to reach out to Mom, reach out to her at annajoescheller@gmail.com. Again, just title it info or type in, I'd like information on the 2-day seminar or Black Belt Selling Live. In the meantime, do me a favor, pop over to Facebook and join our Facebook group. We have a lot of fun. We've got some great people in that group who post awesome articles and pictures, keep you inspired, keep you motivated, keep you moving forward, and help you stay focused on becoming a black belt in sales. That group is located at www.facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. So, you know, we've talked a lot about the benefits of public speaking now.
Right.
We've talked about how to use it for lead generation, what to do, what not to do, why you want to do it. And now all you guys are sitting here going, "Well, Anna, Stephanie, how do I get into public speaking? Do I wave a magic wand?" So tell me, Mom, do I wave a magic wand?
Well, I wish it were that simple. But of course, if it were that simple, it wouldn't be worthwhile. So to get into public speaking, what if you were to coach with me or Stephanie, what we would tell you is the very first thing is you need to choose a topic based on researching the needs of your target market. I mean, it's a real bummer, right, Stephanie, when you stand up there and you're listening to someone and all they're talking about is buy from me, buy from me, buy from me, buy from me. It's really important that you know what the needs are of your target market. I'm not even talking about just the needs, Stephanie. I'm talking about their pain. Their pain. You have to connect with them not on a intellectual level. You need to connect with them on an emotional level. So you need to research what their pain is and give them information to help them move, how you can help them move past their pain without talking about you helping them move past their pain. So it's very important that your topic is based on researching the needs of your target market.
Yeah, and I want to add, you know, pick a topic that your target market's interested in. But the other thing that I want to add, and people give me the crazy looks on this one all the time, but don't be afraid to give away a lot of your content. You know what? Let's be totally honest. The people who have the money to pay you to do what you do best don't have the time. And the people who have the time often don't have the money. So don't be afraid to give away the content. Give away how you do to some extent. Obviously, I'm not encouraging you to go out and share proprietary means or anything, but be willing to share. If you stand up there and keep telling people, "I can't share that. It will take too long for me to explain it," or you know, "That's proprietary." You know what? They start to wonder if you actually know what you're doing and talking about, because a real master can break it down. You know, so break it down. Pick a I've chosen the highlights to talk about. If you have questions about the rest of it, come talk with me afterwards. But don't be afraid to give away a lot of your content, because the people in the audience are sitting there and they're gauging whether or not they trust you to do the work for them based on what you tell them from the front of the room.
Very important, very important. And there's a way, again, you want to get a coach, there's a way to stand up and share that content so that people are curious to learn more. And that's what you want to do. And there's an art and a science to it, and that's why you want to, you know, seek somebody out that's an expert in this area to help you. But, like I said earlier, it's really not necessary to have everything in perfect order. But you do have to find a meeting to speak at, and you do need to offer to speak. So what I'd like to invite people to do, Stephanie, is to look for meetings that are already taking place. Could be a sales meeting at a car dealership. It could be a Rotary, or it could be a BNI. What are some other meetings that you're aware of that people could go and offer to speak?
Well, you know, the reason that we're actually encouraging you to go and offer to speak at other places rather than trying to put your own together is it's a lot of work to fill the room. Yeah. It's a lot of work to get people into a room. So if you can go in, there's a lot of places, a lot of people that that pull these audiences together for you, and they have a place for a speaker. You know, Chambers of Commerce are great ones. Mm-hmm. Chambers of Commerce are awesome. I do a lot of speaking with the chambers. But if you run some research, look out. First thing to ask yourself is, where is my target market? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you don't want to go speak to a bunch of Chambers of Commerce if you're trying to talk to mothers who have a two-week-old baby. Because I guarantee a mom with a two-week-old baby is not hanging out at a Chamber of Commerce meeting. She's probably hanging out at prenatal yoga. So maybe go find a prenatal yoga class and ask them for 5 minutes at the beginning, or ask them to put a handout, or ask them, you know, find someone who's already got an audience and ask if you can share your content with them. If you're coming from a place of education, they're going to be fairly open to letting you come in and educate their audience instead of coming in and try and poach their audience. This can never be about poaching the audience. You always want to add value to the room. Find someone else's room and ask them if they'd be willing to share that with you, because that's really the best way. You want to get in front of 50 people, you're going to have a hard time putting 50 people in the room on your own. And you know the worst part? They're probably, if you do it yourself, they're probably leads you've already got.
Probably so. And don't forget to check out a Toastmasters organization. That is probably one of the best ways to get into public speaking, because they have a structure and a curriculum, and they will help you develop effective speeches that you can take anywhere. And many a TEDx speaker has started in Toastmasters. It's a phenomenal organization. It will help you because they not only help you construct your speech, they will also give you constructive feedback to improve your speech, and it will help you get over that fear of public speaking. Toastmasters is a wonderful organization, and even if you're not sure what you want to talk about, but you know you should get into public speaking for your business, you need to go check out a Toastmasters.
You know, one of the things I do want to point out is we've talked a lot about finding live audiences. And while those are great, that's not the only way to do public speaking.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of people who just, they record videos. They put them on YouTube. They put them on Facebook. They put them on Vine or Blab or any of the other platforms out there. You know, public speaking doesn't have to be about, let me get in front of a live audience. And, you know, it's kind of a low-pressure way to get into public speaking, because if you don't like the video, you can just delete it and start over. So, you know, what I encourage people to do is, if they're going to get into this video thing, set a timer on your phone, maybe a 15-minute timer if you're looking to do a 5-minute video or a 3-minute video. Set a timer on your phone, and when that timer goes off, whatever you've come up with, whatever video you've come up with, that's it. That's the one you get. and you post it and you move on to the next one. You can always go back and delete the old ones, but push yourself to move forward. Because I know when I first started, man, I could spend hours putting together a video, and then that makes it painful, and then you don't want to do it again. You want to make this fun and easy for yourself. So you can put together YouTube videos. You can put together, you know, whatever kind of recording you want. And that's a great version of public speaking that's open to the wider public without having to go and find a location. But, you know, we're almost to the end here, and I want to talk about one last thing. You know, we put down that one of the things is you have to be prepared to put a lot of time into speaking and not necessarily get paid for that time. And that's hard for a lot of people to wrap their minds around. You know, I've got a lot of clients who come to me and say, well, you know what, I'm going to charge $500 for speech. And I'm like, well, you know, that's not really how that works. You'll get paid on the back end. People will buy from you. But be prepared to invest time. Be prepared to invest time for the speech, for practicing, for putting it together, for getting good at it, for rehearsing. Be prepared to get feedback, to tweak yourself, record yourself, video yourself so that you spend time getting better at it.
You know, and that's it's like everything else that we do. We have to be willing to put in the time to improve and get better. Let me share with you a really quick instance of what happened to me out of a free speech. I gave a free speech on time management to the local small business development center in my area. And it turned out that one of the people attending was the sales manager for a local hotel. He liked me so much, he approached me and he said, I would really like to introduce you to my regional manager. So he made the introduction, the regional manager and I spoke, and I ended up with a $1,000 speaking gig out of that. Now, I'm not brand new to public speaking, so I did have experience and I did have some practice and rehearsing, but what I'm going to tell you is one free speech will lead to a contact, which will lead to another contact, which could result in you getting paid. So don't dismiss free speaking engagements. They may not happen that quickly, but they will happen. But you got to put in the time. You have to put in the effort to make sure that you're providing value to the audience so that they want to have you come back and they want to recommend you to other people. You want to wrap this up, Stephanie? We're just down to the last few minutes.
Absolutely. So, you know, really to recap things real quick, there's a lot of benefits to public speaking. You get used to speaking to strangers. You build your confidence. It sets you up to be an expert, which leads to a high level of trust. It allows you to leverage your time. It allows you to capture the names either on a sign-in sheet or with a drawing. It allows you to become the leader of your industry. And, you know, I really, really want to encourage you guys to, if you haven't thought about it before, think about it now. Think about doing some public speaking. Get into it, even if it's just with a video. Now, Mom, don't we have an amazing speaker lined up for next week?
Oh, she is phenomenal. Her name is Rosalind Kahn, and Rosalind is actually a TEDx speaker. But you want to talk about put your time in? Rosalind spent 3 years as a volunteer in the TEDx organization before she got her big opportunity to speak. She is a speech coach. She is also a professor at a university in Southern California where she teaches speech. And she can help you define the message that you need. She can give us the tools to learn what our message is so that we can have dynamic speeches. We can share with passion the things that are important to us. So you don't want to miss next week.
Absolutely. You know, you need two things. If you want to get something out of your public speaking, you need a way to disperse it, and you need a great message. And yep, this is what we're going to help you put together. You know, one more time, hop on over to our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. This is a kick but way to get connected and stay motivated throughout the week. In the meantime, I encourage you, make this a great week. I'm Stephanie, here for Anna. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Get out there and make something great happen as we are about to walk on stage and make something great happen in this room. Mm-hmm.